At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Producer Steph put our feet to the fire and she said, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go in and I'm going to make you make four bets in the NBA. And if you had to go in there and you had to pick a favorite, you had to pick an underdog, an over and an under, what would you do and how would you go about doing that, Mike? So that is exactly what we did. And where did you start with your favorite?
Well, give me the Denver Nuggets laying the 7.5 in the first half. They're taking the Utah Jazz at home. And Denver at home in the first half, they have a positive ROI so far this year, two games over 500. But the key to me here is the Jazz. The Jazz are atrocious on the road in the first half, 11-21 on the season, a negative 35% ROI. You've got a very good Denver team who plays well at home, comes out hot, plays well in the first half against a Jazz team that really struggles on the road in the first half. So kind of a perfect storm here. So I'm going to go to the first half of this Jazz Nuggets game, and I'll lay the 7.5 with the Nuggets in the first half.
Yeah, it is a favorite for me, and I don't want to make the handicap overly simplified here when it comes down to it, Mike. But look, I went ahead and I took the Celtics laying the 5 against the Suns. This is a team that was arguably the best team in the NBA. Also, I know the Nuggets, despite the fact that the record wasn't the same, the Nuggets, I know everyone says are the best team in the NBA, but you look at the Celtics and do you just say they're not going to lose 3 in a row? I mean, like, do you honestly, can you just look at this team and say, you know what, it's been the best team in the NBA, at least from a record perspective, all season long, and played at such an incredibly high level. They're just not going to lose 3 in a row. I mean, it also comes down to the fact that, you know, in another part of this handicap for me was the fact that Devin Booker's doubtful, and that'll get to one of my other plays here a little bit later as well. But you look at this Celtics, oh, it's already after 5.5. So there we go. A half point ticked in the right direction for me on that one. But you look at this squad. I mean, listen, they played defense really, really well. They should be able to neutralize at least a little bit of what the Suns do without Booker out there. And I understand it's on the road. I understand they're on a two-game skid, but I think this is the kind of get right game here for the Celtics.
It's comical to me that a team who is currently fifth in net rating ever in the NBA, fifth best team ever, needs a get right spot, yeah. Right? I mean, this Celtics team has been so good throughout this entire season.
But haven't you read the headlines, Mike? They're falling off.
The sky
off.
Is falling in Boston.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you read the headlines. They lost 2 in a row. They're trash. Like, this was all a mirage.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that's you know, it's sports media today, right? You're going to jump on, you're piling on in these situations, even though number wise, look, they lost two games in a row. It's okay. It's fine. Mm-hmm. The sky is not falling in Boston right now. It's still a very good basketball team. Still coming out of the East, by the way. Boston has a very easy path to get to the NBA finals. And I agree with you. Like, I don't want to call it a get right spot, but it feels like you're going to get the best effort from Boston. And because they want to break that losing streak, because of those storylines that they're seeing, to me, this would be Celtics or pass. I haven't played this game, but I think the Celtics are the right side if you're looking for one or the other.
She also made us pick an underdog, and then we could take a spread or we could take a money line. And you chose the money line version.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take one of the worst teams in the NBA on the money line here. We're going to take the Trailblazers. You can get them plus 124 tonight. They're at home and they're taking on what is really a nerfed Raptors team. The trade deadline, the Raptors moved on from a bunch of players. So you've got a team in the Trailblazers who aren't going to win a ton of games. Tonight's one of those games that is very winnable for them. This is a second road game in a row for the Raptors on a West Coast swing here. I think you're going to get the Blazers' best effort tonight. I'll take them as a slight dog here, plus 124. You can get them plus 3 if you want plus 3 in the game, but I took the money line instead.
I took a dog, just a very big dog here, and it's a team that's not very good in the San Antonio Spurs, but I'm catching 11 points, and I'm catching 11 points against a team that's not going to have Steph Curry out there in the Warriors. Yes, Wimby is not going to be out there for the Spurs either, but listen, he's been on somewhat of a minute restriction as it is anyway. I know it's the leash has been loosened a little bit for him, but it's just a whole lot of points against a Steph Curry-less team that I think is going to, at some point, get up in this game and then just get on cruise control. And now we're getting 11 points to kind of backdoor here, Mike. And, you know, when you have two teams playing without their stars, I think the Spurs probably a down effort to start. The Warriors get out to a big lead, and then they look up, and they're up 18 points. And the next thing you know, the Spurs are kind of getting these super easy, uncontested baskets because the game isn't really in jeopardy for the Warriors in that one. Once it ballooned out to 11, this ended up being the play for me. I mean, this was eight and a half last night. And then this morning ballooned all the way out to 11. We can see it's juiced. It might come back off of this 11 number here, but I'll take the 11 points in a game that I think that could be a little sleepy in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And a lot of points, like you said, without Curry, it's going to be interesting to see where the offense comes from for Golden State. So they're going to have to, you know, the total sitting at 227, they're expected to score 120 points in this game. It's going to be tough for them to be able to try and get to that mark. We also have an over-under we had to play. So I'm going to go to my over as a player prop here. Give me Kyrie Irving over 26.5 points taking on the Pistons tonight. The Pistons are atrocious at guarding point guards, specifically point guards that want to get to the rim. This is a feast here for Kyrie Irving, a wonderful spot for him. I think he goes for 30-plus tonight against a very bad Pistons perimeter defense, Matt.
Yeah, this one, another player prop for me on the over. The over in Bradley Beal points, 18.5 currently over on Bradley Beal. And Devin Booker, as we mentioned, is doubtful for the Suns. Yes, they still have Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant is likely to lead this team in scoring. That being said, if you look, Bradley Beal, since he came back off of injury, they eased him in with a 20-minute game as we came back off of injury. But then 34, 36, and 33 minutes in his last three games, coming off of those couple of weeks off, he put up 14, 18, and 16 shots in those games as well. And now he's going to be expected to help contribute out there with no Booker. 18.5 points for me was a little bit too low. Wouldn't be surprised to see this thing tick up to 19.5 by the time this thing actually tips off, whenever people wake up and the casual better realizes that Booker isn't going to be out there. And again, he's not officially ruled out. He's doubtful for this game. I don't think that means he's going to play. And with that, I think Beal, who is already kind of getting there anyway, I think he steps up a little bit, 18.5 points on the over.
Yeah, he's a guy who can absolutely fill it up. So wouldn't be shocked if with Booker out, he's able to go off in this spot. For my under here, I'm going to go to the Bulls and the Clippers. Right now, the total sitting at 220.5. This opened at 218.5, got bet up to 220.5, and started to tick back down now, mainly because we're hearing that Harden, Leonard, and George are all questionable for this game. If we miss two of them, I think it's an issue. If we miss all three, it really hurts the Clippers here. And we've seen the spread move in this game from Clippers -9.5 down to Clippers -6.5. So I'm expecting you're going to see at least one, if not two or all three, out of this spot. For me, that leads toward the under here for a Bulls team that doesn't love to get up and down the court and likes to shoot from the inside versus the outside. So I'm going to take the under sitting at 220.5 here in the Bulls-Clippers game.
Well, my under is completely gone because people woke up and then they realized that Wimby and Steph wasn't playing. So when we did this exercise last night, the total was 230.5. It's down to 220. It's down to 227 now on the under. So my play in that game, not near as attractive anymore. As 3.5 points have been shaved off of that game. But the premise remains the same, right? I mean, it's that it is no Wimby, no Steph. Could kind of get out of hand and then become kind of a sleepy game down the stretch. But again, 3.5 point difference now, Mike. So you can take my play and throw it in the garbage can.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.